starting hour number two. Nice to have you here. My thanks to Rick Stockstill, Middle Tennessee State head football coach. They go into Coral Gables. They beat the hell out of the Canes. They get their money. That was some Nate Diaz stuff right there, you know? Get your money and go. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Nice to see the phones ringing. Nice to see the phones ringing because that means we've got a beef segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. No way. Old man Bob in L.A. has a beef. Bitter Bob in L.A. wants to beef about something. No way. Who saw that coming?
Run,
mind blown, Bob.
Run
Sunny,
your pants down.
That guy. Sunny Bob in L.A. has a beef. No way. Didn't see that coming. All right, so the phone number is 1-800-636-8686. As always, I'm grateful for the beef segment. It's great content. I'm here for you. If there's something bothering you, let me know. But the problem is, those who beef on social are so much better than those who beef on the phones. Every week, I hope it's going to change, and every week, I'm disappointed. Can this be the week? Can we have a really good beef segment via the phones? I know what I'm getting on Twitter. I know what I'm getting on email. Unfortunately, I know what I'm getting on the phones, too. Crap. Can we do better? I think you can. Step it up. I've got Bruce Feldman coming up at the top of hour number three. I've laid out everything else. We have a very busy Friday. Hey, Rome, what's up with you? It's Wednesday. Not for me, it's not. I'm off on Thursday and Friday. Quick jaunt to Wisconsin. Not to the lake, but to Madtown. Madison, Jano, and I are headed to Madison to check on our older son, Jake, taking a football game. And that's where I'll be on Thursday and Friday. Then right back at it here on Monday. You have your phone number. All right, so let's talk about Russ for a minute. Russell Wilson. Hey, Broncos country. Let's talk about your QB1.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Because Russ is having kind of a tough time so far in Denver. Understandably, new coach, new system, new everything, new locker room, new environment. On the field, however, so far, he does not look good. He does not look comfortable. He does not look anything like himself. So in terms of letting him cook, he's cooking, but he's cooking with NyQuil. Why do I say that? He's currently 27th in the league in completion percentage, and he's looking up at Mitch Trubisky. That's why I say he's cooking with NyQuil. Yet things have been that bad on the field. Off the field, however, they've been even worse because this dude has been getting eviscerated nonstop. I mean, we are talking about an all-time great. You know, you might argue an all-time great or an all-time cringe. All right, fair. But an all-time great. But he's getting eviscerated. He even got buried by Eli Manning on the Pinky Cast on Monday night. During a game that had absolutely nothing to do with him. Check out this scud that Eli dropped right on Russ's head going into a break.
They should have paid that punter $235 million instead of Russell.
Pay that man his money! Yeah.
Dang, Eli. Sick burn. They should have paid that punter $245 million instead of Russ? That is a sick burn. Especially coming, I mean, from anybody, but especially from a fellow all-time QB. Not that he didn't have that coming to him, considering Denver did 3-and-out 9 times on Sunday night. And you could easily argue that the biggest reason they somehow managed to win that game is because Corliss Waitman punted the hell out of the ball. Which is something I don't think I've ever said about a pro football game. So that was a sick, sick burn by Eli. And probably because Eli knows that although he and Pinky were absolute breakout stars last year, they changed up the broadcast booth on Monday night. So now people don't need to go running over there to see them. So now Eli has to say things like that. He's become a part of the hot take factory. And that, which is fine. He's got a couple of rings. But then he had to go and ruin that sick burn by trying to walk it back and trying to tell us that he was not trying to be critical. Too late there, Junior Pinkman. Because you already put that dude in the ground. And it was awesome. My point is this. It's one thing for knuckleheads and anonymous eggs on Twitter and idiots behind mics like me or anybody else to try to take a run at Russ. Russ is taking it from everybody, including guys that have won multiple rings. And then yesterday, he got absolutely pit roasted over the open flame that is social media. Thanks to this Subway ad that even Subway, allegedly, pretty quickly realized they had to delete.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch. And it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous? Oh, jeez. That is dangerous. I've done something like that, too. I won't tell anybody. Listen, one time... never mind. That's too dangerous. Anyways, my Danger Witch... it's only in the vault. That's our little secret.
So, I never thought that I would find an ad for a Sando to be legitimately creepy, like skin crawling type of stuff. But here we are.
Here the f*** we are.
My man, are you trying to sell a sandwich or get a part in that new Dahmer show? To get the lead role in the new Dahmer show. This dude was giving off like the same vibes that Oge gives off in those deranged Twitter vids. Watch how easily Alvy can make that clip sound like a promo for a slasher film.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch. And it's dangerously good.
Be careful, though.
It's spicy. You ever done anything dangerous?
Broncos country, let's...
Jeez, that is dangerous. I've done something like that, too.
It's got that slasher vibe, doesn't it?
Never mind, that's too dangerous. Anyways, a Danger Witch... only in the vault. That's our little secret.
Like who? And Russ is so meticulous and so strategic and so tactical. Like, who in that camp thought that was a good idea? And who came up with the name Danger Witch? Danger Witch. First of all, danger and something I'm about to eat are not two things that go together.
I am dangerous.
At all. Kind of like that whole poop in the ice cream thing. Second of all, it's just super lame, super cheesy, a weak-ass name, Danger Witch. So props to whoever resurfaced that clip. I don't know how long that clip had been lying around. I don't know how it resurfaced. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it was Subway that just pushed that out again. We don't know. We don't really know. I just can't say that he doesn't deserve the heat that he's getting right now. If you force your way to a new team and you sign a $245 million deal, you cannot immediately embarrass everybody with both your play and every single word that falls out of your mouth. So he's getting a lot of heat right now, and deservedly so. And by the way, that Sando deserves a real name, a strong name, a name with some punch, a name that projects quality. Not gimmicky bullcrap. You want to sell me a Sando? You put a righteous name on that Sando. A real Sando would have a real name. Like, I don't know, the Jim Rome. Thankfully, Ike's is a real sandwich shop. So, of course, they offer a real Sando with a real name. The Jim Rome Sando. It's the best. Go and try one. I guarantee if they ever come to me and say, hey, Rome, why don't you do a commercial for your Sando? You're not going to see me standing up, holding it, and doing super cringy, super awkward, super creepy things with that Sando.
Awkward.
That is how you promo a Sando without sounding like a serial killer. I mean, who knew? Who knew after all that drama with the gum murderer in Seattle that this is what would happen once they actually did let Russ cook? Dude can't even pick up a first down, and he's hawking gross Sandos with even worse names and throwing off Dahmer vibes. At least the only thing we ever suspected the gum murderer of was murdering gum. And you know what? If this is all just some cheesy, whack, planned stunt by Subway, and it probably is, then it's even more annoying than their sugar bread and any crap they slap onto it. You want a real Sando? Go buy the Jim Rome Sando from Ike's. Things are just getting really weird up in there. 1-800-636-8686.
Let's get weird.
Usually weird is good. Not awkward and not cringe. That's weird. And that kind of weird is not good at all. Especially if they're playing games like, hey, let's push this out there.
Hey, Twitter.
Subway here. Let's push this thing out, allegedly. Act like it's so cringy and creepy, and the pushback was so extreme that we'll delete it, allegedly. And then everybody will talk about it, allegedly. And then we'll get like 10 minutes of airtime from Rome, which is worth zillions of dollars, allegedly. You're not fooling us, all right? Nobody is.
That is dangerous.
We know cringe when we see it.
I've done something like that, too.
I won't tell anybody. So if you're in marketing, you're sitting back, and you're laughing your ass off, you shouldn't be. Like, we're on to you. It's just annoying and awkward and cringy and really not that tasty. Let's check some reactions, see what's up. Hey, there I am. Stucknut. Stucknut tweets the original. This is so good. Nut, you've outdone yourself. This is one of your better efforts. And dude, don't think for a second that I don't appreciate that you have chronicled every single word that has come flying out of my mouth for the past quarter century. I do. I just don't know that I appreciate it more than what you just did to me on Twitter. At Stucknut writes, the original Danger Witch. Hashtag Tan Smack. And he's got the picture of me, allegedly, on that hog at the beach with a couple of gals with enormous hair. I'm not wearing a shirt, but I do have my jeans on at the beach with a beautiful gal in front of me and a beautiful gal in back of me, allegedly. And to answer, that's Danger Witch right there. The only thing better would be if I were holding on to one of my Sandos and smashing it. And to answer the question, Rome, is that really you? The answer is yes, that's really me. Until somebody comes out and claims that that's them, and I better have some DNA to prove it, that's me. Let me ask you something. Don't you find it curious that picture has now made the rounds for several months, and we have spent many a day talking about it on the program, and nobody has stepped forward to say, hey, Rome, the jig is up. Funny one. That's me. You know that's not you, dude. That's me. That hasn't happened. Until that happens, I stand by my story. That's me. Until somebody can produce evidence, and I mean DNA evidence, documentary evidence, empirical evidence, you bet your ass that's me. Until proven otherwise. And I'm going to need enough evidence to overturn. All right? The call on the field stands. The call on the hog stands. That's me. Those two are them. That's my hog.
I am dangerous.
And I'm not going to tell you where that took place. It's none of your business. That's the call on the field. Unless there is enough evidence to overturn, that's hand smack. And that is a danger witch. Good job, Nut. Well done. Benny and Wisco. You know it's a good day if it's going to bring Benny out. At Benny and Wisco, quote, I'm sad that I never got the opportunity to eat a Jim Rome sandwich. Thanks, Jeff Dahmer. You know, I take back what I said about you, Ben. It's not a good thing to see you. Total Big E writes, nothing creepy or cringeworthy at all with that weird Russ Subway ad. Yours? James in Portland's obsession with Lil Alvy's sex life.
Come on!
That's not creepy, nor cringeworthy. It's hilarious. Unwore those fraud Miami Dolphins, he writes. Those fraud? First of all, you mean fraudulent. Dude, if I had to correct your grammar every time you sent me something, E, I would never have time to do anything else. In terms of the fraudulent Miami Dolphins, are they fraudulent because you're not buying their record? Or are they fraudulent because they said that Tua was not concussed? There's a difference. There's a difference. Because if you're saying they're frauds because they're undefeated, I'm going to say that's just a bad take. They're arguably the team to beat right now in the AFC. Nothing fraudulent about them. However, now you might be mafia all the way. However, it shouldn't have mattered. Now, I'm no doctor, but he did not strike me. When he came wobbling back to the huddle to try to get to the sideline too, he did not look like a guy whose back locked up on him. I've had that happen. It didn't take my legs out like that, but they've done their investigation. Even saltier Sarah is very salty this week, and she keeps trying, which generally means she makes it worse. Let's find out. There's no truth to the rumor that the Rome sandwich is filled with bologna and bad lettuce. Hashtag, heyo. Sarah, your game is deteriorating. The game is passing you by, Sarah. It's not that you try to take a run at me. It's just not funny. Come on, Sarah, do better. I know you can. Ken writes, Rome, tell Russ that I've had sandwiches more dangerous than that. Sincerely, Mama Cass. Hashtag danger witch. You mean the one that allegedly got lodged in her throat, causing her to choke to death? You mean that, Sando?
It's called the danger witch.
That was a danger witch. It's called Ja Rome. Broncos country. Let's slice. Signed, Russell Kilson.
Broncos country, let's...
V, you're something else, man. You really are the epitome of give me a C-plus or give me an F. That's you, V. And Polly wants to go back and give Alvy some credit. War Alvin being a soundboard ball buster today. Yeah, Alvin woke up feeling dangerous or cranky.
You're welcome.
Or on the wrong side of the bed. Or woke up and smashed a breakfast danger witch.
It's called the danger witch.
It's called cringy. Hey, Rome, I heard you're working a 3-day week. I don't know how you put in such long work weeks. Signed, Big Head. Eric in Castle Rock. All right. Still ahead, the beef segment, bottom of the hour. So you want to call right now if there's something that you want to beef about, 1-800-636-8686 is the number you want to call. Or you know to hit me up on social media, or you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So a good cigar is a reward. It is a tradition. And a famous smoke shop, they know all about that. Great cigars have been their family business since 1939. American-owned and independent. Famous Smoke is your neighborhood cigar shop, no matter where your neighborhood is. With an enormous selection of over 1,000 brands to choose from at Famous Smoke Shop, you will find amazing deals on everyday cigars, highly rated classics, cigar boxes, samplers, and more, all under one roof. all at discount prices. And don't forget, every cigar is backed by their 30-day freshness guarantee, so cigars arrive fresh or you get your money back. That's why Famous Smoke was named the very best place to buy cigars online by Cool Material and Cigar World. And remember, you do not have to be famous to smoke their cigars. To save $10 off your purchase of $50, go to famous-smoke.com, famous-smoke.com, use the code ROME10 or text ROME10 to 511-511. Get your favorite cigars delivered quickly, including Romeo, Acid, Macanudo, and more. Text ROME and the number 10 to 511-511 or go to famous-smoke.com today. You may receive up to one additional text, and text fees may apply. Text STOP to opt out.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so you've got about 10 minutes to pull it together for the beef segment. And you can call with a beef, you can tweet a beef, you can email a beef, and just know it's brought to you by Old Trapper Beef. Old Trapper Beef Jerky, actually. I got a question for you. What makes it so good? Because Old Trapper Beef Jerky is actually the best. Well, there's something to be said for a family business, which does stand by quality and produces the world's best beef jerky. Do not be fooled by the other brands. I think some of you still seem to think that beef jerky is beef jerky. It's all exactly the same. It's not. Make sure you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic clear view packages. They set it up that way. They want you to see exactly what you're buying. And every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use just the best ingredients, from their lean strips of beef seasoned with top quality spices to their real wood-fired smoke. Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And Old Trapper comes in four amazing flavors. In just a matter of moments, you will see a gigantic plastic tower of beef to my left. That will signal the start of the beef segment. In the meantime, what you want to do is go and grab a 4-ounce bag, or if you know exactly what you want, load it up with the 18-ounce bag. That way you've got enough for the entire fam or the entire team. If you do not see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? I just want to take one more second and set this up. I don't want to waste time within the segment itself because we always run out of time. Call right now. 1-800-636-8686. If there's anything at all that you want to beef about, I'm here for it. I want to hear it. I absolutely want to hear it. We do it once a week. Everything is fair game except toilet humor. Win Laconic tweets, forget the Danger Witch or the Jim Rome sandwich at Ike's. I'm all about a good old Southern Sando. Regards, Kyle Brandt from years gone by.
I'm the Punky Soap star known as Lyle Grant. When I hit the Sando, I'm a Fat Chick fan.
Are we going
on? Throw my body like I'm their meal. I can't dance, but I can chest reveal.
Impressive
to motivate
guy.
Jay Stew, I feed him cheese. I play so cool, Lisa loves my tease. That's why the clones got here on the double to catch Lyle doing the Southern Sando Shuffle.
Sandwich.
That was from Kyle Brandt. Kyle Brandt, when I hired Kyle way back in the day, he was a soap opera star. And Kyle told a great story about how when he worked in that business, they would send them out on appearances. And they would go into all these towns. And, you know, as you might imagine, those who consumed that product were a certain way. By a certain way, I mean very loyal to the actors. So, quote, Kyle went, I don't remember where he was. I want to say maybe Greenville, South Carolina. I'm not sure where he was. But one of the appearances that he made, and it was in a bar, there were these gals, twin sisters, and they want to dance. And there's this incredible picture of these gals, and that's how it became known as the Southern Sando.
Kyle, we're going to give you the Southern Sandwich.
That's KB. KB said that these two twins were there to see him specifically and let him know, quote, Kyle, we're going to give you the Southern Sandwich.
Kyle, we're going to give you the Southern Sandwich.
And the picture is incredible. It's an amazing picture, and that's exactly what that is. The Southern Sandwich. And then somehow, some way, somebody came up with an email, I think, about that. And then Alvin Alvinized it, and I wrapped it, and we turned it into the Southern Sando. So now that you have your background on that, Alvy, let that go one more time.
I'm the punky soap star known as Lyle Grant. When I hit the Sando, I'm a fat chick fan.
What are we going on?
I throw my body like I'm their meal. I can't dance, but I can chest reveal.
Impressive
to motivate
guy.
Jay Stew, I feed him cheese. I play so cool, Lisa loves my tease. That's why the clones got here on the double to catch Lyle doing the Southern Sando shuffle.
Sandwich.
There are some objectionable lyrics in that. Alvin, is there a year on that? There's got to be a year on that. 2011 is the year on that. I think if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to hear that just one more time.
I'm the punky soap star known as Lyle Grant. When I hit the Sando, I'm a fat chick fan.
What are we going on?
Throw my body like I'm their meal. I can't dance, but I can chest reveal.
Impressive
to motivate
Jay
Stew, I feed him cheese. I play so cool, Lisa loves my tease. That's why the clones got here on the double to catch Lyle doing the Southern Sando shuffle.
Sandwich.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that I won a Clone's Choice Award for that. We used to have the Clone's Choice Awards. I don't know what the category was. Best rap, best song, best original song, best songwriting. I don't know. I think that I did win a Clone's Choice Award for that, though. That's what that was. Hi, Jim. Alvy is getting a little uppity lately. Not to sound like a James in Portland setup, but he's getting a pretty big head. There's absolutely no reason to not replace the LT buzzer. Alvy, you bitch. Make the change. Matt and C-Bus.
Come on!
I don't know, dude. Talking to him like that, I don't think you're going to get what you want. There's a way to approach Alvin, and that's not the way. The way to approach Alvin is not to call him an uppity little bitch and then tell him what you want. That doesn't work with Alvin. Not that I've ever tried that, but I know Alvin well enough to know calling him an uppity little bitch and demanding that things be a certain way is not going to get you what you want from Alvin. All right, so when we come back, the beef segment, it's here. You have your phone number. There is still one line available. 1-800-636-8686. Bruce Feldman, top of the hour. Could Deion Sanders be on the move? Were you skeptical when he first got hired? Maybe. I'm not going to lie. I had my concerns. I didn't know how hard he'd hit that. I was wrong. This guy's done a hell of a job. And all of a sudden, now he is a hot, hot candidate. So we'll talk to Bruce Feldman about that. That's coming up at the top of hour number three. First up, though, here is your sports update.
Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so once again, clones, remember, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original, old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors. To find the best one for you, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares Old Trapper. What is your beef? There it is. New York getting in tight. The big plastic tower of beef. It is time to beef. Let's get it. This guy's going to set the tone. Rome, how am I supposed to beef about things at work if you don't allow us to have bathroom beefs? Yours, Matt in L.A. Eric in Castle Rock. Jimothy, my beef is with the person who says, living the dream. If I ask, how are you doing? And you respond with that, you are a tool. Because I know for a fact you're not living the dream, pal. You're on the verge of a mental breakdown, and you're the type of person who would serve jail time for assaulting a fast food worker if they mistakenly gave you a Diet Coke instead of a Coke Heavy. If you say you're, quote, living the dream, you need therapy. Eric in Colorado Springs. Romy, my beef is with Coach Dingleberry, The Cardinals are never ready to start games. They always start behind. And his clock management and game time decisions are not good. Below not good. Get better, Cliffy. Pete in Phoenix.
Not good.
No way, a straight sports beef. Rome, my beef is with Renaissance festivals. A bunch of gross, fat, middle-aged losers dressing up like knights and wenches. Keep your sicko fetishes in your trailer homes, fatties. Court. Nice job, Court. That's the leader in the clubhouse. I like that. When I was a kid, I always went to the so-called Renaissance Fair. It was in Agora, in the 818. It was hot. The only thing I remember aside from the trailer home fatties and the knights and the wenches, the churros were badass. Good lemonade and good churros. But as a kid, I always did that.
Mmm.
Hey, Jim, my beef is with LinkedIn. Everyone on it is so fake and pompous. The site serves two purposes. One, for bags to brag about how they're better than you. And two, they're for guys who have not talked in forever to come out of the blue like your best friend and try to rope you into their latest pyramid scheme. John in Erie. Ward James in Portland. Come on!
Come on!
I mean, wouldn't you say that about any online platform? Rome, my beef is with James in Portland. When he first started calling the show, he was like hemorrhoids, only more annoying. But credit where credit is due. With each call, the man ups his game in a big way, and damn it, he makes me laugh. The cognitive dissonance that this has caused really pisses me off. Life was a lot simpler when I could just despise his ass.
Jimmy,
Tom in Virginia. James, my man.
Jimmy, my man.
It's impossible to hate. My beef is with the passengers in boarding group C who hover around the gate in an attempt to cut in front of the previous boarding groups. Sit down and wait for your group to be called. Better yet, check your bags. Pat in Salem, Oregon. Darren in Kuna writes, my beef is with the habanero sauce that was evidently still on my fingers when I took a leak. Hashtag ready, aim, fire. I said no bathroom beefs. That's a bathroom beef violation. At Wrong Rush 1 tweets, my beef is with celebrity athletes in commercials doing normal things. You expect us to believe that LeBag spends his days at the cell phone store. Or Ketchup Mahomes is passionate about insurance. Stop it.
Mahomes?
Dear Jim, my beef is, it's my Friday guy. We all know this guy. He rolls in on a Wednesday, proudly announcing it's my Friday, and proceeds to tell his trapped coworkers what his plans are. Sincerely, calling in sick on Monday guy, Mike and Hammett. Hey, Mike, they're not trapped. Chalk is off the next 2 days. Some of them are not trapped. James, my beef is with my coworkers who make fun of me for wearing and smelling like sunscreen. We don't work in an office. We work outside. I'm sorry that I'm not tougher than the bleeping sun, you kooks. Mike in Mini. I like that. You're on the podium right now, Mike. Romy, my beef is with my boss. Constantly asking me to come into the office for meetings. Hey, buddy, I work from home.
Buddy,
can't we do this over a Zoom call? I would rather not drive 35 minutes to meet for less than an hour and then come back home. Look at Amber in Portland with a straight take. Rich writes, my beef is with smug waiters who interrupt my lunch with clearly food on my plate and dishes out with the, are we done with lunch yet? Or are we still working on our lunch? Listen, bag, I'm not having lunch with you. I'm not working, and I'll let you know when the hell I'm done. I like that one. Rome Slice, what's my beef? Whistling booger guy. It's bad enough to have to hear you struggle to breathe heavily through your nose. Now I have to listen to that high-pitched squeak every time you inhale. Blow your damn nose. Geoff and Lincoln. Wisco Jim, my beef is with these cringy, uncomfortable television commercials dealing with sack trimmers, time of the month panties, or ladies' deodorant for their musty downstairs workspace.
The panties.
None of these are things I want to see at 6 in the morning trying to eat my breakfast. Wow, Patrick in Alabama. Matt in the 604 writes, my beef is with kids fundraising with anything other than cookies or candy. Unless that magazine subscription or wrapping paper assortment comes covered in sugar, I don't want it. Signed, diabetically yours, Rit.
Freaking ridiculous, right?
John Turgeon, Rome, my beef is with the living the dream beef guy. I love beefs in response to beefs in the same segment. My beef is with living the dream, beef guy. Of course we're not going to say we're ready to rip somebody's head off and have a mental breakdown. It's the equivalent of, I am fine. He's got a good point. That works for me. I'd much rather hear living the dream than I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. Yeah, I know. I don't want to be a hypocrite. If there are issues, you should be able to tell people close to you that there are issues. Let me just say that. Jimmers. I know if it starts with Jimmers, I know who it's from. Jimmers. I've got beef with the pair of skid-stained panties that reported my Raiders tweet. Look, son, the next time you get butthurt by an innocuous tweet, or any tweet for that matter, go ahead and slide into my DMs. I will send you one extra heavy menstrual pad to cover your eyes and two super absorbent tampons to shove in your ears. Put the pacifier down. Have mama warm a bottle of breast milk. Go back to your crib. Gum a teething ring and take a nap. Abigail and acrimonious Diego. War love from the jungle and the Jimmers. Abby? I don't say this about very many people. In fact, you should really only say it about one person. Otherwise, the phrase doesn't work. But I'll say it on your behalf. You are one of one, Abby. And I mean that in the best way. There is no lady clone. There is no clone, I don't think, like Abby. Who else can write that? Who else can write that and send that? Who else can get away with that? Abigail. All right, let's go to the phones quickly. We go to Bob in L.A. Like I said, who knew? No way, Bob has a beef? Bob in L.A. Bob, what's your beef?
Hey, okay, Jim. How about this beef beauty? And it's happened to you as me. You're driving along in your car real nice. You got your stereo on and everything, and you're not paying attention. And bah, bah, out of the air comes two nice blasts of a car horn scaring the crap out of you. Anyway, Jim, it sounds real to me. And I've almost got...
You don't like that car. What the hell was going on there?
Not a very good car.
Hey, Bob, hearing things is not a beef. Trying to compete with whatever you were trying to compete with is not a beef. That's kind of a California thing. Here, if somebody hits you with a horn, it's a reason to go. In some northeastern cities, it's a way of life. It's not personal at all. Here in Cali, if somebody hits you with a horn, it's a reason to go. You learn that fast, right, Chalk? You learn that, right? But I've told this story before, but I live near a roundabout, and there are so many a-holes that either don't know what yield means, don't give a damn what yield means, thinks that yield does not apply to them. And I drive this roundabout every single day, so I know how to drive it. There are idiots who don't, who blow right through. And if I don't take a defensive stance, and I go aggressive on the gas, we'll crash. And it will be their fault because they've got the yield. I lean on that horn for like 10 minutes. Garrett in NorCal. Garrett, what's your beef?
Rome, how's it going?
Good, dude.
My beef is with pizza companies not having that little tiny plastic table in the pizzas anymore. I don't know if it's just me. It's been like 5 years since I've seen one. Not on top of my pizzas all being messed up. I lose out on the wonderment in my children's eyes. What the hell is this little table doing in this box? That's all I got. I'm out.
I like it. So not only is your pie coming with all your cheese stuck to the box, but you miss out on all the wonderment from your kids asking, what is that little table doing in the box? That's actually a great line. Let's go to Jeff in Virginia. So far, so good. Jeff, what's your beef? Yo, Jeff, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your beef? No, you're not. No. It's too bad. He had a good one. Like Portland, Maine. Like Bill in Portland. Good to have you, Bill. What's your beef?
Hey, what's going on, big guy?
What's up, dude?
Big props to the hygiene commercial beef. That was I almost lost my train of thought on that one. But my beef is with y'all on the West Coast hiding under that Pacific Standard Time Zone thing. I mean, by the time y'all are rolling out of the rack, I'm already on my fifth lunch taco. It's ridiculous, Jim. What, you guys are the last in line. Just do better. Set your clock.
Do better? What, you can't, do I have the power to change the time zone? Can I affect the sun? Do better how? And by the way, bro, I guarantee I'm up and grinding before you've gotten to your fifth taco. And I'm in the PST. Not bad. Not bad at all. When we come back, Bruce Feldman joins me. We talk college football next.